Right, so every one of us will face some conflict or the other at some point in our day, whether professionally or personally. Sometimes it's a conflict at work, sometimes it may be at home. Everyone is different, and differences lead to conflict when individuals cannot agree. Now, because conflict is inevitable, it's best to prepare so that we can handle ourselves when disputes do arise. Joining us on the line, we have Miriam Imputi, who's an entrepreneur, certified counselor, coach, as well as an advanced master mentor specializing in marriage, as well as relationships, and a candidate attorney and educational manager. Miriam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for inviting me.
What is the common definition of conflict? How should we understand conflict?
Conflict is a struggle between two or more interdependent parties that perceive incompatible goals, scarce resources and rewards, and potential interference from the other in achieving their goals. This means that people are often in conflict when the actions of one person are making the behavior of the other party less effective. And in general view is, it might happen that the two people are looking at one thing, and by so looking at one thing, they result in divergent views and incompatibility of those views.
So what are the most effective ways, then, in your opinion, to resolve conflict?
So, alhamdulillah, we as Muslims, we always derive our teachings from the Quran and the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And quoting from the Quran in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 59, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ba'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa rasula wa ulil amru minkum. فإذا تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, restate it back to Allah and His Messenger. If you believe in Allah in the last day, that is the best in result. And another verse is in the same Surah An-Nisa, verse 34, where Allah addresses the conflict that come up between the spouses, where He says, "بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنَهُمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا." So if you fear a breach between the two, appoint a mediator from his family and from her family.
Mm-hmm.
So from these two verses, we find that we can have the solutions of the conflict from the Quran. There are number of ways where we can also derive the ways of dealing with the conflict. For example, the main prophetic approaches, methods, and principles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in resolving this conflict include the following: good intentions and relations, patience, forgiveness, brotherhood, and of course sisterhood, violence, avoidance, meaning withdrawing sometimes when we are in conflict, a dialogue between the two people, diplomacy, applying diplomacy in the dialogue, reconciliation, which is the solution, treaties, mediation, arbitration, and coercion. So I'd like to include here that the accountability are extremely important. Like, for example, when we come to the professional help, seeking the professional help in terms of dealing with the conflict. Mediation, for example, visiting the legal advisors and visiting the counselors, life coaches, therapists, and psychologists. This helps a lot because sometimes we might fall in conflict due to legal or, of course, legal matters. So we have to see or visit the legal advisors. Sometimes we might fall in conflict just because some of us are somehow mentally disturbed or mentally unstable, mentally or emotionally unstable. So in those cases, that's where the counselors, life coaches, therapists, and psychologists come in. This, I will emphasize more as a marriage counselor, that most of the people, they overlook the importance of this service. It's extremely important, more especially for the husband and wife, for the couple. When they have the matter or the conflict that is beyond their control, it is impossible for them to visit the professional to help them solve their problem. It's not a shame. Mm-hmm. It's not the matter of revealing your secrets or whatsoever to people. People have to know this. If you have a problem, it will show in your actions, it will show in your face, it will show in your appearance, the way you deal with people. It will reveal itself automatically. So it's not a matter of, I will go there and I will reveal my problems to the psychologist or a counselor or whatsoever. That's not the case. Go there and get help and become into a stable situation where you can deal with your spouse. And this goes also to the family members, people dealing with other people at work, the students, and all the aspects of life.
Yeah.
And I would just like to add a very important point there also. Rubia, sometimes we find ourselves in conflict with the people, and we also don't even understand why we are in conflict with people. I will tell you that in most cases, the reason of the conflict is due to other people doing the black magic to you, or a facility for the gene attack, and resulting on those two, then the people tend to be having conflict, to be in conflict with other people. They don't even understand the reasons why they're in conflict. They don't know. Even other people don't even know. So the best thing to deal with is to use the rubia on oneself. Either to do it on oneself, which is the best thing, and if a person doesn't know, to go and visit the authentic rabbi to help them to solve their problem.
Yeah. Sister Mariam, shukran so much for that very enlightening advice. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.